time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Ben Bass of Chicago. I said, name a famous American landmark in 8 letters. The first 4 letters in order are the first 4 letters of the name of a famous person associated with this landmark. Who is it? And as a hint, I said this famous person's name also has 8 letters. Well, the place is Alcatraz, and the person is Al Capone, who spent some time at Alcatraz.
We received over 1,000 correct responses, and the winner this week is Drew Peckham from Roswell, Georgia. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, what do you do?
I am a web producer for NBA.com.
Wow. So I take it that you like basketball.
Yeah, I've always been a fan my whole life, and I am definitely missing it right now.
I can imagine, not a ton of sports happening right now. What are you doing instead?
Taking care of my 1-year-old son. Aww. Which is keeping me busy, and taking a lot of walks around our neighborhood.
Fair enough. And how'd you figure out the answer?
I looked at a list, so I kind of cheated there. Lists of landmarks.
Ingenuity, not cheating. That's what I said.
That's not cheating, Drew.
As long as you say so. But I looked at a list and it popped out at me and just came to me.
All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Sure thing.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Drew. Today I've brought a game of categories based on the word maybe. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters M, A, Y, B, and E. For example, if the category were chemical elements, you might say mercury, argon, yttrium, barium, and erbium. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order. Here's your first category, animals in zoos.
All right, so we'll go monkey.
Good.
Ape.
Good.
Bee, we'll go a bear.
Good.
And elephant.
Uh-huh, all you need is a Y.
Yak.
Yeah, good. Boom, good boom, boom. Job. Nice job. Number 2, 4-letter boys' names.
All right. This should be not too hard. I have a couple of these. E, Ezra for my son.
Oh, nice.
M, Milo.
Uh-huh.
A will go Arlo.
Good.
Y will go Yuri.
Yuri, good.
And B will go Brad.
Brad, nice job, man.
Good solid.
All
name.
Right. Category 3 is place names in Canada.
Oh, boy. How about Alberta?
Good.
Edmonton?
Nice. The capital of Alberta.
Montreal?
Uh-huh.
B. Let's see. Why? I want to say Yukon, but...
Yukon is good. Sure, Yukon territory. All you need is a B.
Oh, let's see. British Columbia.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
This is going fast. Your next category is colors.
All right. Maroon.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yes.
Blue.
Uh-huh.
Acru.
Yes. All you need is an A.
This should be alabaster. Does that count?
Alabaster, I'll give you that. Also auburn, azure, aquamarine, and ash. Those would all work. And your last category is things to consume at breakfast.
Okay. How about, let's see, eggs?
Yes.
How about bacon?
Yes.
Let's go M. What would I eat in breakfast? I don't eat a lot of breakfast.
Something maybe your kid might eat, though, or drink?
They might drink milk.
That milk is good. All you need is an A and a Y.
All right. Let's see. Come on, Lulu. What do you got?
Well, 2 more things that your kid might eat in the morning. It's soft, and it's a milk product.
Almond milk.
with a Y.
I'll go with yogurt.
There. And then A?
Apple juice.
Apple juice, yeah. Is it. Man, that was good.
You did a great job. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, so it's exciting.
Yeah, you did really, really well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Drew, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to GPB, which is Album 88 in Atlanta.
Drew Peckham from Roswell, Georgia. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Mark Halpin of Cold Spring, Kentucky. Think of two common phrases in the form blank and blank, in which the blanks stand for four-letter words. All four words in these two phrases have different first letters, but the last three letters in the words are all the same. What are the phrases? So again, two common phrases in the form blank and blank, in which the blanks stand for four-letter words. All four words in these two phrases have different first letters, but the last three letters are the same. What phrases are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.